Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did the hadiths wherein a person that loses something, a person loses some family member, or a person loses anything, then he should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlufti khayra minha. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was the reporter of this hadith, and she said that when Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu anhu passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught her this dua, to ask for something better in the replace, ask for a good replacement, and she thought to herself that how can I get somebody better than Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. Later on, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had proposed to her in marriage, then she had realized what was meant by this. Do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me a good replacement, grant me a better replacement. Today's hadith and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مات ولد العبد قال الله تعالى لملائكته قبضتم ولد عبدي فيقولون نعم. We did when a person loses, we explained that a person loses a husband, a person loses a child, a person loses parents. But undoubtedly one of the most difficult things for any person to lose is his own child. His or her own child. This is one of the most difficult things to do. He may have buried many people in his life, but to bury one's own child is a very, very difficult. So this hadith is speaking, these next two or three hadiths which we'll do, are speaking about a person who has lost a child, what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for that particular person. So this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that when a person's child passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika, that have you people taken the life, have you taken the life of this child, of the servant of mine, فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ. They say yes. فَيَقُولُوا قَبَلْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُعَادِي. You have taken the fruit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the malaika, those that were responsible for taking away the life of the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, قَبَلْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُعَادِي. You have taken the fruit of his heart. You have taken the piece of his heart. ثَمَرَة actually means fruit. Fruit of the heart. Literally, you have taken the fruit of the heart, this person's heart away. You have taken a piece of his heart away. فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ. The malaika says yes. فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asks the malaika, what did he say at this moment when this happened, that his child's life was taken away? What did he say? فَيَقُولُونَ حَمَدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعْ. They say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised you, and he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبْنُ لِعَبْدِي بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Build for this servant of mine the palace in Jannah. وَسَمُّوهَا بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. And call this palace the palace of Ham, the palace of praise. That despite you taking away the heart, or you taking away the fruit of his heart, he still praised you, he still praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he still said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets so happy. This is my hub. And one of the reasons ulama says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what's happening. There's no need for him to ask the malaika this. But to show and to prove, and to make this a hujjat on the day of Qiyamah, that even this malaika will be there witnessing what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this person. Another reason is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating insan, then there was an objection that came from the malaika, that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. That you're making in this world, you're making such people that will cause bloodshed, and they will cause mischief on earth. So now Allah Pak is showing that this is what you thought of them, but look at the difficult moments that this person is going through. But despite that, this person is still turning and still praising me. So old malaika, this is what you thought of Hazrat Insan, but here I'm showing you that this is what this person is capable of. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala, ma li abdi al-mu'mini indi jaza'un idha qabattu safiyyata min ahli dunya. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah says, so this is a hadith Qudsi, when I take the life of my believing servant's beloved in this world, I take some beloved of him, of his in this world, and this person is hopeful, ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. And after taking away the Safiyyah, Safiyyah means that choices, the thing that was close to him, beloved to him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have taken this person's beloved away, and this person hoped for reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the only reward that I've got in store, in other words, I've got Jannah in store for this person. The reward that I've got, the only thing that I'll give him in return for this is Jannah. He'll get no punishment, no azab, no difficulties. He was patient upon this difficult moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I will give this person Jannah. One more hadith, the last hadith of the section that ties up with this. An Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu qal, أرسلت إحدى بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه تدعوه وتخبره أن صبيا لها أو ابنا. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu says that one of the daughters of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a messenger to call Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and informed him that either her, this daughter of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, either her daughter or her son, it was a daughter or a son, but it was a child that was fil moti, was on the throes of death. فَقَالَ لِلْرَسُولِ. So in other words, this daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent this messenger, call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my child is on the throes of death. So when this messenger came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message back to his daughter. Imagine the Nabi at that high level, teaching his family iman and yaqeen. Our yaqeen and our tawajjuh must only be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he sends a message back with this messenger. Irji ilayha, go back to her. فَأَخْبِرْهَا أَنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا عَطَى. Inform her that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away, that belongs to him. What he gives also, that also belongs to him. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And everything has been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a specific period. فَمُرْهَا فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَصِبْ. Tell her, inform her, command her that she should be patient and she should hope for reward in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a message he's sending back to his own daughter's home, who's got a child that is on the throes of death. In another riwayat it comes that the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she then takes an oath and she says, Wallahi, tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he must come. So then the messenger goes back and he tells this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there with some great sahaba. He comes to her home and he takes the child in his hand and the child is breathing very, very heavy. Very heavy, last phases of life. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts tearing and starts crying. So the Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he was surprised that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tearing, crying. He thought that this might be against iman, that the person will cry at this moment, because this is a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, this is shafqat that Allah has put in the heart. This is normal, this is natural, where a person tears. And when the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, Ibrahim, then at that stage also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the eyes will tear, the heart will grieve, but وَمَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. But we do not say anything except that that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're very careful what our tongue says at those moments. So anyway, at this riwayat, this incident, I was mentioning another riwayat that comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this child of his daughter, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the child on the lap, on his lap. And through the barakat of that association of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this child shifa. Allah Pak had given this child shifa. On that occasion, in that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused shifa to come to this child. But one lesson we learn from here is these are the occasions of sabr. Person has to be very careful what he says, how he says. There was one woman, she was the mother of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her name was Umm Sulaym. So she got married to a person by the name of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. And from him she had one child. And when she had this child, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, this child was still young. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu had gone out for some safar and some work. And when he had come back home, so the first thing that she had done was she had prepared meals for him. The child had passed away. It's when he had gone and he had just returned, just before that the child had passed away. Now this was the thinking of the woman and the sabr of the woman. What a high quality of sabr that she had. She realized that the husband just came into the house. Instead of just giving him bad news straight away, she concealed the news. She held back the news. She didn't tell him anything about the child. She served him with the food. And after he ate, then she made the bed nice. She made everything nice for him. Then after that, she saw to his needs. He even had physical relationship with her that evening. And then he slept away. At the time of Fajr, she tells him and she explains to him in such a beautiful way. But before that, he also asked about the child. Naturally, the father will ask about the child. Before sleeping also, he asked about the child. That how is this child? She gave such a beautiful answer, knowing that if he tells this husband that just came in now, if I tell him that the child had passed away, this would worry him. So she told him, the child is in a better condition than he was. He's in a better condition than he was. Meaning that before he was not well, Now he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in a much better condition. So in his mind he thought, the child is better, the child is okay. In the morning she tells him, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives any person, she explained to him like this, if somebody leaves an amanat to somebody, and then later he comes and he takes the amanat away, should that person be upset that this person came and took his amanat away? So he said, no, he should never be upset, that's that person's amanat. He came and left it by one person, and now he came and he took it away. So then he said, she explained to him, that Allah had given us this child as an amanat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken that amanat away. At that point, now just before Fajr Salah, he gets like a surprise. This is what this woman did, such a high level of taqwa she had. That all this while she had concealed it, she had taken care of my need, she saw that I slept properly, I ate properly, everything was done for me properly. And now before Fajr, she's telling me to take charge of this child in terms of making the ghusl, the kafan, etc. He goes and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the incident. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets so happy and he tells him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakat from the union that you had with your wife last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day after. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them a son by the name of Abdullah. And this son had 9 children. All 9 were great big ulama of that time. So such barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal and bringing yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.